Thank you for joining us, Gore Vidal. Right now, we have a lot of liberals wagging their fingers, telling us that I told you so about the George Bush regime, that people who said there was no difference between the two parties are now saying it's enormously big. How, in the wake of the reaction to September 11th, do you read that kind of no difference between the two argument?
Well, Bush acted more quickly with repressive legislation to push us further along the road to a police state, which Clinton, 2 years after Oklahoma City, launched when he signed a special piece of legislation, Anti-Terrorist Act, which removed a number of our freedoms as enumerated in the Bill of Rights. It was a bad bill. Then in the wake of 9/11, the Bush people, particularly Ashcroft, they were ready with, they had all sorts of terrifying totalitarian legislation ready, which was promptly passed. The USA Patriot Act, it was called, went through Congress without any debate, and many people said, many congressmen never read it. Then when they began to look and see what was in it, the decapitation of the firstborn, I believe, was in there, or something like it. It was filled with...
The liberals would have waited to the second born.
Well, they would wait till the last born, perhaps, thus doing away with contraception, which is causing their constituents such worry. Anyway, it was Craven, the bill, and now it's being corrected. I don't know what state it's in now. I don't think anybody does. But we are losing our liberties, and there is no doubt about it. And every day there are more and more examples, as Ashcroft gleefully says, that he single-handedly suspended the confidentiality between lawyer and client if it's a terrorist situation. And now he's trying to lock up a woman lawyer who's worked for a terrorist, which has got the legal profession quite angry. The idea of a supine Congress, the best that corporate money can buy, is allowing this to go past them without any question, puts me in mind of my favorite emperor. And I always talk about emperors when I do Pacifica, at least on the West Coast. Tiberius, who was a very brilliant man and a patriot in his way. When he became emperor, the Senate passed bills assuring him that any legislation that he sent them would be automatically accepted and become law. He sent back word and he said, "You're crazy. Suppose the emperor is mad. Suppose he's ill. Suppose there's a palace coup and somebody else is sending things in his name. How can you be so certain that what you're passing is really his or should be passed?" They sent it back. "Anything your imperial majesty sends us is law for us." And Tiberius said, "How eager they are to be slaves." And this is more and more my view of the American people in general. They've allowed an election to be stolen in November 2000. They made no fuss. We have perpetual war for perpetual peace. We have the Enemy of the Month Club. 1 month it's Noriega. 1 month it's Saddam Hussein. 1 month it's Gaddafi. Currently it's Osama bin Laden. It's going to be a long war, said George W. Bush, with such glee, because it means he has imperial powers. And it also means that we are not going to get the Constitution back once civil rights are gone. They are gone. People get out of the habit of them. There is no peace party in the United States, a party that might say stop spending all this money on pointless wars, particularly in the Middle East and with the Muslim world. There are 1 billion Muslims and only 250 million Americans, and they seem to be extremely angry at us for a number of reasons. Since I'm in the why business, that I give in perpetual war for perpetual peace, I go through many of the things that we have done to other countries that make them angry at us. And that's why the subtitle is, "How We Came to Be So Hated." Americans say, "What? How could we be hated? We're the good guys. Everybody else, they're evildoers." And when I heard the baby talk coming out of George W. Bush's mouth, in front of Congress, there's this axis of evil, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea? I mean, he doesn't know where these places are, much less what evil
two
is.
Countries
and he doesn't know
each other, and a third has nothing to do with them, right?
Exactly. And he doesn't know what an axis is also.
So somebody else wrote the words for him.
Somebody else would, God, had somebody else say them. But I've never seen Americans so supine. I'm one of the few people around who remembers Pearl Harbor. I was 15 years old. And that was the worst thing that had happened to us until 9/11. I also remember that 2 years after Pearl Harbor, I enlisted in the Army. People like me did in those days, unlike George W. Bush and Vice President Cheney, who both fled from the Vietnam War. Bush ends up in the Texas Air Force, and Cheney was hidden away in some invulnerable place.
Setting a precedent.
Setting a precedent for a vice president. And here are these total non-patriots, they're what we used to call draft dodgers, are now leading the United States into war. Next is Iraq, next will be Iran. They've listed about 12 possibilities for us to attack. Nobody quite knows why, except they might turn terrorists. Well, I can assure you one thing, if we attack them, they'll hit back, and we will have created terrorists so we can have more war.
I want to get back to a point you made a while ago. Do you think the American public is ignorant or kept deliberately so of the real behavior of our government abroad? Or do you think they're complicit, even if only tacitly? They sort of know what's going on but don't really want to hear the details. I mean, they might in some level realize it takes some ugly force to keep us 100 times richer than the world's poorest people. So is there some, how much complicity and assent is there?
Very little. 80% of Americans are doing badly. And they range from poverty to middle-class people who have lost their jobs at Enron due to the crookedness of the management, newly unemployed, formerly rather well-off people. That's 80%. 20% are doing very well, working for the 1% that owns the country. The 20%, they go to Congress, they sit on the courts, and they run the corporations. So if you're talking about the 80%, you're talking about people who've never been educated. They stopped teaching geography about the time I left school. They don't teach it anymore. And here, now we've got a world empire. Nobody knows where anything is. They showed a bunch of students a map of the globe, with all the continents and the oceans and so on, but not with no labels. And they asked them to identify the United States. Well, 80% couldn't. Didn't know where it was. A number had a real sense of humor, and they picked Panama because it looked kind of cute, you know, with two big blobs, one above it, one below it. So if they don't know where we are, I don't think they're ever going to know why we are. The media is so poisonous and so brilliant at demonizing the enemy of the month club, as I call it. When you go from Gaddafi 1 month, Hussein, Saddam Hussein another month, it never lets up. We've always got a new enemy because they're evildoers. They have no motive for being evil except they like being evil. That is the George W. Bush mantra. Well, we have made everyone in the world hate us. The contempt that Europeans have for Americans now, even in Italy, where I live part of the year, and Italians have always been the most tolerant of us, even they are turning and getting very nervous. I mean, their oil all comes to the Middle East. If we screw up again with Iraq, and I'll make you a bet that we are at war in Iraq in October, and Bush will be conducting that war in order to get more Republicans elected in a wartime atmosphere so that he can remove more of our liberties and also get a crack at Caspian oil and natural gas. That's the last great reserves are in those five republics that used to be part of the Soviet Union and are now independent states with names like Kazakhstan. Well, we're after the oil in the five stars. We went into Afghanistan not to get Osama bin Laden. That would have been nice if we did. We went in for a very good reason. The Taliban had been invented by us to fight the Russians when they were occupying Afghanistan. The Taliban turned out to be flaky beyond belief, and we couldn't do anything with them. Unocal, which is an oil company in California, had made a deal with the Taliban to put a pipeline from that would take siphon off Caspian oil, pipe it through Afghanistan and down through Pakistan to Karachi, to the Indian Ocean, and ship it off to China and make a fortune. It's the last great oil reserves in the world. That's what we were doing in Afghanistan, and that's why we will be hitting at Iraq. We are entering to steal. Now, between stealing things that might benefit us, as you suggest, and going to war out of vanity, which was Vietnam, there was nothing there we wanted. But we went there because they dared defy us, and the domino theory, and every country would go communist. I mean, the American people have been so pumped up with laughing gas that it's a wonder that they're sane enough to go about their business, which should be business and not war. So there we are, embarked upon a great adventure with 1 billion Muslims hating us and the contempt of all of Europe, the hatred of most of Latin America, for very good reason. We can't blame that on George W. Bush. We've had 200 years to make them hate us down there. And we're making trouble in China. We're looking forward to a war in China. If I could find a way to get to the American people and say, this junta that is governing us, this Enron Pentagon junta, dedicated only to enrichment through the oil business since all the Bushes and Cheney's and so on are oil people, they are going to destroy for personal profit the United States. We are going to be destroyed by the hatred of the rest of the world. Suicide bombers, we always thought, well, we're pretty safe. We've got more bombers and more missiles and so on. When you're up against that, they could take out every city if we make enough of them angry. Every move that these fools in Washington make antagonizes more people. The first law of physics is there is no action without reaction. This has never been learned by an American government. We can swagger around, kill all the Indians, enslave these people, steal money, anything we want. And they're not supposed to get irritable. They do.
George Bush, a blue blood exposed to the most expensive education money can buy, seems like one of the dimmest men I've ever occupied the White House, and there's a lot of competition for that title. He almost makes Reagan look like an intellectual. What, if anything, does this say about the state of American society, or does the individual not matter that much?
Doesn't matter. We're run by corporate America. They have their interests. I've just explained why we're in Afghanistan. And back of that, if we want to go into the real why, in this little book of mine that I've just done, I explain really why the Muslim world was sufficiently angry at what we had been doing to strike us at 9/11. We had built up a lot of hatred there, and they took it out on us. I don't think it's Osama. I think he's part of it in some way. But the best, the only news you really get, unless you know people who are actually involved, is from the European press. They do follow this, and they are not as strictly censored as the American press, where we don't get any facts of any kind. But the former foreign minister, Mohammed Haykel, whom I used to know, of Egypt, he said, look, we've been tracking Osama for years. We know all about him. I'm talking about the Egyptian Secret Service, that also Mossad has, the CIA has. We know everything about him. He's no more capable of pulling off as intricate a stunt as 9/11, organizing it, putting it in place. He said, that's a major country has done that with the Secret Service and modern forces. It isn't coming from a bunch of religious fanatics, no matter how dedicated. They can't do it any more than Timothy McVeigh all alone could have made that bomb, detonated it, without blowing himself up. There was a larger group involved, and the FBI had a pretty good idea who they are.